Mishnayis Masechta Becharis, holding Perek Dalid, Mishnehe, Ha'anoytel Schoroi Liyois Roye Becharis. Somebody, even if he knows the Aloch is a mumcha, to paskin on a mumim on a Bechor, but if he takes money for it, so Aloch is, ain't Shechtin Apiv, you're not allowed to Shecht, he can't use that Bechor, because the Paisik was not allowed to take money for his Psak. Because we're afraid if it takes money, he'll be choshed. Maybe he'll tell you it's a mum, even though it really was not about mum. Therefore, you're not allowed to shecht up the psak. Elimke moy mumcha ki ilo biyavna. Unless the person was a real mumcha, like ilo was in Yavna, means he was a mumcha godol, nechom knew him, that he would not take shechet. He was like a chosid, he was not afraid. Sheetiru lechachom elias noitel arba yisaras bebehemadaka. The chom gave him permission to take money, to take four coins, four yisaras. If he had to check out a behemah daka, it wasn't that much work to check it out. But v'shisha b'gasi, if he checked out a big behemah, he let him take six isaros. Because it's much harder to tie down a big behemah and to check it out to see if it has a real mum or not. Now, he got paid, bein tomim, bein balmum, whether he paskin that it was really a balmum, or whether he paskin knows the mum is not a good mum, but it's a tam, still he got paid. Now, Mishnah Vov, ha'noitol schor lodim, somebody takes money to paskin the shailo, so locher is dino betelim, he can't use that psak. But the pasuk says, "Reili manati yeschem chukim u'mishpatim v'shetzivani Hashem lakoi." So we darshin, you have to learn Torah bechinam. You can't take money for it. So if of the dayan takes money for his psak, it's dino betelim. It's no good. Lahayit, someone takes money to say edus, is edus to betelim. Same thing as edus is bottle. Lahazois ulekadish. If someone takes money to sprinkle the mechatis on a person that's tomei, or else lekadesh, somebody takes money lekadesh to make the kiddush of the mechatis, to put the efer paraduma into the mayim chayim, so name of meimara, that this water they sprinkled with remains like just some regular meimara water from the well, and not mechatis, and the efer efer mikla, the eshes also are stam eshes, the naksidid eshes of a paraduma. Let's say the person now was a Kohen that went to see the Bechor, or went to Paskin the Edayin, or went to be an aid. Now, Vitimu Mitrumasai, like, and somebody called the Kohen to come and check out, and when he brought the Kohen became Tummy on his way there. So now that he's Tummy, he can't eat Truma. So he has to what? He has to buy regular Chum that costs more money. So Lachor is this person that caused him to become Tomei, is Ma'achilu has to feed him, or Mashka give him to drink, V'socha has to smear him with oil. V'yimhoi Yezokin, let's say the dying was an older person, so Ma'akivu ala chamor, you're allowed to carry him on the chamor, that you're allowed to. You're not like paying him, but you're allowed to bring him to Paskin the Shal and pay for his transportation, that you're allowed to. V'noisim le'schor kapoyel, you're also allowed to pay him the way a worker would receive. The Gemara says it means kapoya bottle, meaning to say that this dayan had another job. So now by him coming to stop his work and do dayanis for you, he's losing out by his own pay. Now how much do you pay him? You don't pay him like he would have worked because he's not working right now. So you pay him how much a poyal a worker would take. Like you could pay a worker, give him a certain amount of money that it's worth it for him to take off today and not to have to work. Even though if it work, he'd make double the amount. But it's worth it for him just to get this much amount of money to have a day off. So that's how much money you're allowed to pay the dayin. Mishnah Zayin. Ha-choshed al ha-bechoyreis. If somebody is choshed, let's say a kohen that's choshed to be matel, he puts mum in the bechor. So ha-choshed al ha-bechoyreis is a loichim imenu besar tzavoyim. You're not allowed to buy from that person, not even meat, that comes from a deer. Even though there's no kedushas bechor by a deer, but still will very well be mistaken the meat of a deer for the meat of a regular animal, therefore it's also to buy any meat from him. You can't buy of this person's skin that was not worked over into leather. For the same thing, you have to be afraid maybe this leather came from a bechor that has kedusha and it was not really a balmum, so it's also to have enjoyment from it. You have to bury it rather. But Mashmalimor says it was worked over though, but since the owner spent time working it, for sure it was not a bechor. Because if it would have been a Bechor, it wouldn't be worth it for him to work with it because he feels maybe the Chum will catch me and I'll ruin my work. I'll lose out, I won't gain. So if it's not Kedai for him to have to work. But Lamaisa, if it's not worked over, then we're afraid you cannot buy it off this person because maybe it's from a Bechor. Rabbi Elezer says, loitchin mimenu oiris shana keva. We have a skin, you skin the animal, and you can tell from the skin that it came off in the keva. So we know for sure it's not from a bechor, therefore also it's mutter to buy it. But the ain loitchin mimenu tseme melubin vitsoy, not allowed to buy off him wool that was cleaned off, and the Gemara says vitsoy means from its dirt. Again, the same thing. That's the Chiddush. Even though the person cleaned it off from its dirt, still you can't buy it off him. We have to be afraid it came off a bechor, off the wool off a bechor, and this much is not that big of a tircha to wash it off to clean it. Maybe the person would do it even though it really was from a bechor. Therefore, you're not allowed to buy wool that was cleaned, even though it was cleaned from this person that's chosha al bechoris. But if the person spun it, made it into a thread, that you're allowed to buy off this choshid. Again, for the same svara, if it was really from a bechor, he would not bother so much and take up so much time because he's afraid maybe he'd get caught by the chachamim. So it wouldn't be worth it to him to make it, to spin it, to make it into thread. So therefore, if you have it into thread, then you're allowed to buy it off him for sure. It's not from a bechor. The same thing, ubegodim, you could buy clothing. The more is the question, like, madach, you're allowed to buy thread. For sure you're allowed to buy clothing. What's the chiddush over here? So the Gemara comes out, we're talking about now simple clothing that was not woven yet, that it was not made from threads. It's just like a piece of raw wool that you make into a cloth. So even that, you're not allowed to buy, even that, you're allowed to buy off this person. Because again, he would not be matriach himself even that much, because otherwise he would be afraid, maybe be caught from the chachamim. So therefore, for sure, it does not come from a bechor. Now, Mishnah Ches, ha-choshed ala shvius. If someone is choshed, means we caught him doing averus about the perish shvius. Either he planted it on Shemitah, or else he took it and did business with them on Shemitah. So lochur is in loichim emenu pishtun. You know, not allowed to buy flax from him, because you have to be afraid maybe he planted these flax on Shemitah. V'yafilu sarak, even if the flax is combed out, still you're not allowed to buy it from him. That's not called enough of a tircha. Aval loichim emenu tovi v'yorik, but if he spun it, or else he wove, begged with it, then we say, since he did so much tircha, for sure it's not from Shemitah, and therefore it's mutter to buy it off him. Mishnah Tes, ha'choshed liyos moicha truma l'shem chulin. We caught a kohen, let's say, or somebody that was selling truma, and he told people, really, it's chulin. And truma is only mutter to kohanim, and he sold it to regular Israel, so he was choshed liyos moicha truma l'shem chulin. So lochur is a loichim imenu afilu mayim oy melech. And now let a buy of him, not even water, not even salt, a divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's like a gzeira not to buy anything from it. It's a knas. So you should not buy, you should not come to buy things that maybe have truma in them. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol sheyesh boizikas trumais umaisrois and loichim imenu. Only something that maybe has some truma maisr inside it, then it's also to buy it off this person. But if something like salt or like water that has nothing to do with truma, then he holds you allowed to buy it off this person. Because then there's no chshad, he's buying it var isa. Mishnah Yud, hechoshed ala shvius. If somebody's choshed, we caught him being over the isa and shemitah, even doing business with the pair of shvius, or else planting it, is ena choshed ala maisers. We don't say that he's also like choshed, he doesn't take care of his paris, take off maiser sheni. To say that what's also teated outside Yerushalayim, then maybe it's Maisa Sheni, we say no. If it was Maisa Sheni, he took care of it. And the other way, HaChoshed Ala Maisa, somebody it's Choshed Ala Maisa Sheni, eats it outside Yerushalayim, is then a Choshed Ala Shvius, he's not Choshed to be over the Yisra Shvius, the Gemara says, because each one has its own Chumris. So even though it's Choshed for one, we do not claim and say it's Choshed on the other one also. HaChoshed Al Zev Yazotze, we call him to be over both Yisurim of Shemitah and of Maisers. Then choshed ala tyrus. Then you can't trust him. The tyrus, the things that he has to be knowing. But tyra, we have to be afraid. Maybe it's tummy. But because that's a more simple dekisa. That's why nisa drabonin teet yo not teet chulin of tumeim. V'yeshu sometimes though v'yeshu choshed ala tyrus. There are certain people that choshed ala tyrus. V'yena choshed loyal zev loyal zev. He's not choshed not on maisreis and not on shmita. Zeklal, this is the klal. The svar is because Tyrus only is the rabbanon. That is not makbid so much, but a maisus and shvius. That's the right. There he is makbid. Zeklal, this is the general rule that kol achoshed al adover. Whoever is choshed, we call him to be over that iser. Is leidon. We cannot paskin a shayla about that iser. For leim either, we cannot say aegis about that thing either. Since we call him to be over an avei rishaboy, we'll be afraid there's no lie on those in yonim. Perek hey, mishnalef. kol psulei hamikdashim. Anytime you have a korban that became a balmum, so lochur jilada be poiderit. Now, when you redeem it, the money goes to Hegdish. So in order that Hegdish receive a lot of money for it, therefore there's a halacha that even later after you redeem it, you're allowed to sell the meat on the marketplace. Even though it's a little bit bizoy into kochim, still you're allowed to do it in order that at the beginning, Hegdish should receive a lot of money. So that's called again, kol psumli hamakadoshim. Nim korim bi'itlas, you're allowed to sell it in the marketplace. For nishchotim bi'itlas, you could even have it, the shechita done in the marketplace, in order that the meat will be fresh to sell right away, even though it's a little bit of a bizoyin. And the nishkol and belit, you're allowed to weigh it with regular weights of a pound. And chutz min ha-bechor, excluding the korban bechor, you're not allowed to sell in the marketplace. Or min ha-maisa, maisa behema, even though they have a balmum, and you're allowed to eat them, but you can't sell the meat in the marketplace. Why? Because over here, the total enjoyment is only for the owner. If it's a balmum or bechor, there's no way to be poiderit. Just the kohen is allowed to eat it. And if the mice of behemoth became a balmum, so the owner, the bailam, is allowed to eat it. They can't. There's no redemption, though. So therefore, the anor is only to the bailam. Babsuli ha-medoshim ha-shenken ha-korbin ha-kem balmum. There the lochmej, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to first be poiderit. You have to redeem it. And the money, ha-niyosan hegdish, goes to hegdish. So therefore, by Shah Kochim, we let you do these things, sell it in the marketplace, so that the person at the beginning will redeem it with a lot of money. So Hegdish will gain on the deal. But by Bechor and Maisa, there's no gain for Hegdish. Therefore, we say you can't be Noyik Bizon, you have to be Noyik Kovid, and you can't sell it in the marketplace. But, but by Bechor, you let it weigh out a piece of meat. If you have another piece of meat that you weighed out already, you know that piece of meat weighs a pound. So you gotta take this piece of meat of a bechor and put it on the scale and get a pound zek neged zek. That's not called a bizoyin. Mishneh Beis. Beis Shammai Yom Beis Shammai says, lo yimone yisrael makoyin ala bechor. That if there's a baal mum on the bechor, that the kohen's allowed to shecht it. So when the kohen goes to eat the bechor, he should not invite over yisrael to eat with him from the meat of the bechor. But rather, B'Shammai holds only the kohen should eat it by himself or his family, but not a Yisrael. Be'isilo matir, Mesil says no, you're allowed to invite over even Yisrael to eat with you. And Vafil noch, even a guy also is mutter to invite over to eat from a Bechor, which has a Balmum on it. Because it has no Kedusha, the Pasuk says, Kish b'sherecho techlenu, that we dashnin, and it says, Ketzvi v'chayil. It's just like a regular deer and like a ram. Just like a deer and a ram, you let it feed to a goy, here also, you bechor, you let it feed it to a goy also. Now, bechor, sha'achazoy, dom, let's say a bechor that let out a lot of blood. It came sick because it has a lot of blood. So, sha'achazoy means it has a lot of blood. And the eighth of the refu is to let the blood out, so you have to like cut it. So, afilahu meis, even though the bechor may die the way it is now, and makizin loydom, you're not allowed to make an operation, you can't cut there to let out the dam. Divrei Reb Yehuda, these are words of Reb Yehuda. Because he's choshed, maybe you make a baal mum, and it's naver, you're not allowed to put a mum onto a bechor, so if you're not allowed to make the hakozes adam. V'chachom say lo, v'chom maimrim, yak is no, you're allowed to take out the blood, let the blood let him. But obavad pervadin shlo yasa be mum, like try your best not have kavano, to not make it a mum. But you can watch yourself not to make a mum when you cut in the right place, that'll heal up again. If you must have a mum, let's say though by mistake you didn't make a mum by the cause of Saddam, is a razor lishkadola, there's a kinas, you should know you're not going to be able to eat from it. So therefore, at the beginning, of course, will be very, very careful. Rabbi Shimon says, yak is null, even like a chidr, let it go to let out the blood. And after a piece of rice, even though you're making a mum, or even though it's possible a mum will come on it. But since you're not mechavon the shemun, so it means that a dove shenim is kaven and it's muta. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita, that a dove shenim is kaven is muta. Mishneh Gimel, hatsoirem, b'yoizin habachor. He is harezo lo yishchat elomis. If a kohen goes ahead and like makes a scratch on the ear of a bechor in order to make it into a balmum, so lochur is then, even though he makes it into a balmum, there's a kinas here, harezo lo yishchat elomis. The kohen's not allowed to eat it, even though you know now he did not make the mum. But the mum comes upon later, so that's the locha, he's not allowed to eat it, olamis. Again, this is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. But v'chacham mayim nechacham say, kesh yivolad loy mum acher, Yishchet Olaf. When another mum comes upon this Bechor, then you're allowed to shecht the Bechor. In other words, the Knas is enough just that you can't be mate because of the first mum. But when another mum comes on, then it's mutter. Now, Maisa once happened by Zohar Sharachelim Zokin. It once happened by Zohar Bechor, of a rochel, of a goat, a sheep, I mean, Zokin, an older one, who saw him a dudul, and it had hair growing very long. In other words, it's a Bechor, Bezman Hazeh, you can't shecht it. So you have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. Now, Roa Kastor Echod, one like Roman policeman, saw it. Omas, he said to the Jews, like, how come you have this? How come it's so old, like, and the hair is growing, you don't cut off the hair? So Amrullah, they said back to Mishno Bechoru, this is a Bechor, it has Kedusha. And Vena Nishchat Elim came, Hoya by Mum, we're not allowed to Shechter unless there's a Mum, unless there's a blemish on it. So that one was, Notal Pigyoin, this Roman took a spear, and Vitzorim Bosna, he split by the ear. And the Roman Mistoma did not know what he was doing. He did not know that this mum is materitit. He maybe thought it has to happen by itself. He did not know that he could be materit. So, vo mice of nechachomim, this mice came in front of the chom, they asked the shalom, what should we do? Vitiru, and they said, yes, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to use this pechorim. Since the Roman did not have an das to be materit, therefore we're allowed to use it. What happened was, the chom said it was muta, now, for olach vitzorim pechorim sacherim, this Roman went and split other Bechoris, to give mumim and other ones. Now that he saw that his maisa was matarit, he went and wanted to be nice to be matar other Bechoris. And now the Yosru, now the Chum said, now it's also. Because now what the Roman did it midas, if you do it midas, that's the knas, you're not allowed to eat from it. Now the Mishnah says, pa machas, another time it happened, hoyotinoikis mesachakim basoda. We had the kids were playing in the field. And the koshru zan voice toloyim zelazir. They tied together the tails of the tloyim, a little sheep. And one of the tails came off and was a bechor. Vareyu bechor was a bechor, and that's a mum. So now they did not have intentions to make a mum. It just happened. They brought this mice in front of chachomim. V'tiru, and they passed in yesh, you're allowed to eat from that mum. Ro, now the tenoikis saw shetiru, that the chom will matter it. Therefore, v'holchu, they went v'koshu zanvus b'choris acherim. They went and they tied together other b'choris, the tails together. Not the tails should come off. And now again, v'yasru, now the chum said, no, since they have intentions to be materit, therefore there's a knas, you can't eat from that b'chor, from that mum. And ze'aklal, this is a general rule, that kol shul adayit, anytime somebody put a mum on a b'chor l'das to be materit, also, midrabot, it's also, you can't use that mum. But for Shlele Daita, if the person put the mum without intentions of being materit, then muta, then lamaisi, you allow to eat from that bechor with its mum. Yeah, Mishneh Dalid. Ha yu bechor roitfei. Let's say a bechor was chasing you, was chasing the person, uviyatoi, and the person kicked it. And viyasa by mum, by kicking him, you made a mum in this bechor. So raise a yishchet olav, you allow to shech, because we say you did not kick him like to make a mum, you kicked him to protect yourself. So Shlevim is covering the mum, therefore it's mutter. The other Mishnah says, Kol ha-mumim haruyin lovi b'dayodim. Any mum that's possible for a person to make it, in other words, it's a slit in the ear or a slit in the mouth, that we have to be afraid maybe the owner made this mum in order that he could be able to shecht with it. So Loch is like this, Royim yisron emonim. If the shepherd is a Jew that's taking care of these animals, even though the owner of the animal is a kayin, but since the shepherd, the roi, is Yisrael, he's nemo to say that he saw the way the mum came by itself, and no man put it there b'kavona. But v'royim kahanim, if the shepherd is a kayin, ain't in the monim, then he's not believed, even though he's being a shepherd for Yisrael. But we have to be afraid that he thinks, and listen, who is the owner going to give it to, the bechor, to him? To the kayin, the shepherd. So therefore, we're choshing him that maybe he himself was mato the mum. Therefore, we do not trust him. We have to have edis from somebody else to say the mum came by itself. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Nemanu al shachaveray no, even a kain, he's nemo to say on somebody else's bechor that he saw the mum came by itself. Just v'yeno neman al shalatzma, he's not neman on himself. On his own bechor, he's not nemo to say the mum came by itself. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Ha'choshed al-dover, anybody that was afraid that maybe he did an aveir in this inyan, or afraid that he was mato mum in a bechor, so halacha is, loidonoi, he has no right to be a dain in the shail of hilchas bechor, for loim ido, he can't be an aid either. Since he's a choshed al-dover, we don't trust him. Meaning to say, once he's a choshed, he's a kayin, so we don't trust him even on somebody else's. Even on somebody else's, he can't say edus, or he can't paskin on somebody else's bechor. Mishnehei. Neman ha-kayin leimer. Kayin is neman believed to say that heresi bechor zeh, that I showed this bechor, I showed this mum to a mumcha, ba'al mumhu, and the mumcha paskin, the rav paskin, that it was a good mum, and we trust this kayin, and therefore he's lot of shecht. But about a providing that he has another aid telling us that he did not put the mum on, the mum came by itself. Now it's on Yishal, is this considered a mum kavu or not? So that would not cheshed him that he would lie, because the milsal vidalagluya, we can go to the chacham and ask the chacham if he was really matta the bechor or not. So therefore we believe the kain when he tells us that he showed it to a chacham, and the chacham paskin that it was a good mum. Now hakil namonim amumi hamaiser. Anybody's name to say on a maiser behemer. There, the locher is also that you have to bring it for korban, the tenth one. But when it comes about mum, then the owner, the Yisrael, is allowed to keep it. So here, the Yisrael is not choshed to put the mum on himself. And if he tells us the mum came by itself, we believe him. And the Mara says the reason is because if he wanted to, he could have made all his 10 animals bali mumim before it starts making maaseh behema. Now the Mishnah says bechor shenis meis enoy. If a bechor that one of his eyes became like blind, that's a mum. Or else shenikto yod, one of his hands was cut off. Shenish baragli, one of his foot was cut off. The back legs were cut off. Is a reza yishkata pishleish b'nei haknesses. Even though, like we know for sure, these mumim are good mumim, they're a mum kavua. There's no question. Still mishum kavra chochem, like you're still supposed to get a heter. And therefore, b'moklam, if you don't have a mumcha, you're allowed to go to shleish b'nei haknesses. Means any three people, even though they're not mumchim lebechoris, still we let you go to them. Rabbi Yesi Yomeno, Afilu Yeshom Esrum Shlosh, even though you have a bezdin there of 23 people, and they're not mumchim, is lo yishchit, you can't shech with the heta, el api mumcha. Only when you go to a mumcha, and the mumcha is matrit. If you don't have a mumcha to be matri you, then you can't shech. However, the loch is at the Tanakama, the Bamokim, you don't have a mumcha there, you could be samech on three, b'nei ha-kneses, m'deni three people. Now, Mishnah Vov, ha-shoichet es ha-bechor. Let's say you shechted the bechor and you sold the meat. Umachoro, you sold the meat. Then v'noida, we found out shlohirehu that the owner did not show this mum to a mumcha. So really, there's no head to teach from the meat now. So lochur is ma'ashochlu ochlu. The meat that lakech, the one that bought it, ate already. It's fafal, he ate it already. But still v'yachsel emesadomim. The original owner has to give him back the money. It's k'nas chachomim that he was gave him teat a bosor shalissa. The meat that he did not eat yet, that is going to have to bury, because it's a suffix, it has a din b'chor on it, and it's a suffix if it's a bal mumanat. Maybe it's a tam, so if we have to bury the meat. And also, the original owner has to give back the lokeach the money that he paid for the meat. In other words, he gets back all his money, and just the meat that's still around has to be buried. V'chein, the same halach would apply, somebody shechs the poro. Or machora, and he sells it. And v'noyd ishi treifa, the owner knew all along that it was a treifa, and he sold it to people, but that's kosher meat. It's the same thing, mash ochlu ochlu. The meat that the owner ate, that the buyer ate, he ate already, but v'yachselem es adamim, the original meicher has to return to him the money, it's a knas, since he sold the davash alisser. Or mash lo yochlu, the meat that did not eat yet, hein yachziru le'es abos, you have a right to give it back to this owner, v'yachselem es adamim. And he's going to have to give you back the money, and he'll have to take care of it, worry about giving it to Dori or giving it to a guy. Now what's going to be Macharul and Nochrim? Let's again, the original person sold this behemoth treifa, and he didn't tell the buyer. But the buyer, instead of eating it, sold it to a guy. So really he did not have that much of a loss, because whether it was kosher or treif, it'd be the same thing as sold it to a guy. Or Yirel Setilu Laklov, unless they gave it to his dog's teeth, so also wouldn't make that much of a nafkamina. Still Yishal Moloi Demeha Treifa. Still we make a knas upon the owner that he has to give him back the money, the difference of Demeha Treifa, which really means which is sold for cheap. We need to say, like usually when you sell Bosa Treifa, it's very cheap. So here, when the owner sold it, he sold it with Teros Kashrim meat. So Treifa meat only costs 50 cents a pound. Kashrim meat costs $2 a pound. But after now, he has to give him back the money, meaning he only has a right to charge him for the Demeha Treifa for the 50 cents a pound. I'll have to give him back the extra dollar and a half that he charged him, because he did not really give him kosher meat. So that's the chiddush here. Even though the buyer really only used it to give it to his dogs or to sell it to a guy, so for him it wouldn't make a nafka mina, but still the chum made a kanas, since the person that sold it did not tell him, therefore he's going to lose out, and he only has the right to get the value, how much it would have been to sell basa treifa. Perek shishi. Mishnalef, al elu mumin shechten mesabachor. On these mumin is called the mum kavua, that if a mum chapaskins, it's okay, you're allowed to shechta bachor. Nifkama osnoi min hasochem. Lest it is a pagam, meaning there was a hole, and some of the ear, some of the meat was missing from the ear. Now min hasochem. The sochem means like the middle part of the ear, not just the bottom thick part of the ear, but the middle part of the tenuch. In that, if there's a hole there and missing some of the basar, that's a mum. That's called nifkama osnoi min hasochem. Avoloi min or, but not just the thick skin on the bottom, the fat skin on the bottom of the ear, there's no mum. Nistako, let's say just a crack going through the middle part of the ear. Afo pish lechoser, even though nothing is missing, just a crack also makes it a mum. Nikvo means, let's say you pierce the hole through there, and also no meat is missing, you just pierce the hole through there, then this nikvo has a shear of molei kashin, it has to be big enough that a kashin or bean can fit through it. Nifkama means that some meat was missing. So there the hole, no matter how small the hole is, it's a mum. But here by nikfa means there's no meat missing, you just pierce the hole through, like push the meat on the side, so there the hole has to be the size of a kashina. Or else, oisha yofshir, else let's say the ear dries up, that's also a mum. Now, ezi yivesha, what's called dry? Kol shetinoke v'yena moitziya tipas dam, that's the Tanakama. That if you put a needle through it and no blood would come out, that's called the ear is dry enough to give it a mum. Rabbi Yasi ben Mishulamayme, he says, Yevesha means shetein nefreches, it has to like crumble, like a crumble matzah. That if you put your hands, roll it in your hands, it would crumble up, that's called Yevesha, that's a much bigger drying than the Tanakama. Mishnah Beis, Ris shel ayin shenikav. Ris, that's the eyelids of the animal, of the Bechor. Shenikav, again, there was a hole going through it, and some part was missing. Rel shenifkam. Nifka means just a hole. Don't forget, and shenifka means there was a hole that something was missing. Shenikav means just a hole went straight through, nothing was missing. Shenifkam was a hole that some of the eyelid was missing. Rel shenistak, there was a split in the eyelid. So that's also called a mum. Harei be'enav dak. Let's say there was a dak, that means a membrane growing over the eye, like a cataract was growing over the eye, or else tavalo, there was a mixture, that means a streak of the white went into the black of the eye, that also makes it from mum. Chilozo and nochosh, the more comes out, really means one thing, it's like a growth in the middle of the eye, that the skin comes up and it looks like a chilozo or a nochosh, looks like a snake, or else ve'eno of the girsa should be, or else this piece of meat coming up there looks like a grape. These are all mumim in the eyes. Now, the ezeo tavalot, what's called like a mixed up eye? Lovoin, it means a white streak, ha-poisek basira, that comes out from the, not the black, not the center black piece of the eye, but around the black piece, that's called the sira. V'nichnas b'shocher, when it comes into the black of the eye, that's called the mum. But b'shocher, some black that comes out from the black of the eye, v'nichnas b'lovin, goes into the white of the eye, ain't a mum, that's called the mum. And the klal is shein mum in balavin. On the white of the eye, there's no mum. That's not a mum in the white of the eye. The Gemara says it's only called like the fat of the eye is the white. The ikar of the eye is the black. That's where a mum would be. Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be chavarvod v'hamayim? Chavarvod, let's say you have white spots on the eye. Whereas for mayim, the eyes tear, give off a lot of water. Hakvuyim, that's permanent there. That's called the mum. Now, what's called like a permanent white spot in the eye of the Bechor to make it into a Balmum? That it was there for 80 days. 80 days straight, these black spots stayed in the eye. That's a Mum. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis Omer, within these 80 days, it's not enough just to see it at the beginning and see it later at the end of the 80 days. We're afraid maybe in the middle it went away and came back again. That's not called a mum. So you have to check at least three times during these 80 days. Then if it's still there the whole time, that's called a mum. Now, v'yelu haim hamayim akvuyim. Now, v'yelu haim hamayim akvuyim. What's called that the eyes tears a lot, this kavu, it's a permanent. Ocha means like this, that we have to give him medicine. and even after he takes this medicine, still does not stop dripping, that's a proof it's a real mum kavua. Now, what's called this medicine? This type of shrua says like this: Ochal lach v'yovish ha'geshomim. If he eats the lach and the yovish ha'geshomim means of a field, that it's enough that it grows from the rainwater. So these type of asom grass, whether they're wet or whether they're yovish, whether they're dried out. And the Gemara explains that lach means what grows in Adar and in Chatzinisin. At that time the grass grows soft, lachim. For yovish means what grows in Elul and Chatzitishrei. That grass a little bit more dry. So that's what this. So if the Behem ate from this grass of lach and of yovish, shogashom of a field that's sufficient with rainwater, or else lach v'yovish shel shlochem, or else also this type of grass that grew in the lach, again that's an adar, or v'yovish that grew in Tishrei, shel shlochem means of a field that you have to water it. So it's like this: ochal ha'yovish, if he ate first the dry, v'yachar kach ochal ha'lach, and then he ate the wet one, is ein mum. That's not considered a mum. That's not called he took his medicine like first. At sheyochal, to first he gave the animal to eat. Ha'yovesh acher halach, he ate the yovesh after the lach, means first he gave him to eat the lach, that means this grass that grew in Adar and Chatzinisin, and then he gave him to eat from the grass that grew in Tishrei. And if after this still he does not heal up, that's a proof it's really called a mum kavua, that's called a mum, or the dripping of the eye. Alright, and both of them have to be from Masada Geshomim. From Masada Geshomim, a rainwater, that's called a refuah.
All right, turn over, continue on the other side.
Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. Chetmoy Shenikov, let's say you have the nose of a Bechor that has a nekov. And the more comes out, I mean to say it's nirum mibachut. You see the hole through the nose on the outside. If it only be a hole in the inside of the nose, like the line, the wall between the two noses, if that was nikov, that would not be a mum. Now, she means chetma shenikov, there was a hole there, rosh shenifkam. Nifkam means there's a piece of the meat was missing in this hole. Shenista got there was a crack there, nothing is missing. That's all mumim. Svosoy shenikva, let's say the lip of a bechor. Shenikva, there's a hole through it. Rosh Nifkamo means even part of the meat was missing. Rosh Nistika, there was a crack on the lip of a Bechor. Chitov ha-chitzoinio shenifkamo. I said the outside chitov, that Nifkamo means also is the pagam. There was a hole there, though some of the meat was missing. Now this chitov, that's why by a person asks where his teeth is. By Behema, there's a thick piece of gum there before the teeth start like. So this chanikov, that's like before the teeth. So, if there's a nifkamo, if part of it is missing, that's a pagam. Oishe nigmamu. Or else, it was nigmamu means was cut down. But that's also called a mum by the chitav hachitzoin as the outside ones. But for panimius, the inside chitav, that's inside the mouth a little bit further in, that you cannot see so well, so there it's only a mum, shenekru. If the whole chitav was uprooted, was pulled out, that's called a mum. But just that it was nifkamo or nigmamo, that would not be a mum by the panimius, the inside chitov. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna Seimer, and the boidkim in Hamasimus lefnim. From the Masimus, that's like the big molars, from what does inside that, there's no mum at all. Even though it's necro completely, but inside where the two big molars are, that's already called inside, it's not called a mum that you could see benigla, it has no psul. And aflo yes Hamasimus, even the mokum where the two big molars are in the back, he also considers that to be like inside, and it's not called a mokum of a mum begolui, therefore it does not passel the b'chor. Here, Mishnah Hei, Nifkam Hazoivon, Hazoivon, that's the kiss, the bear that goes around the aver of a behema. It has a long aver, and it's surrounded by a kiss. So this kiss was Nifkam, a hole was there, the part of it was missing. Oy area shall nekeva bimukdoshim. No, you can't have a nekeva by a bechor. It means if you have a korban that's in a keva, see a shlomim can be from a nekeva, and there's the pagam by the erva, the mokum erva of the nekeva. That's also called a mum. Now nifkamo hazon of menetzim. Let's say the tail of the animal has the pagam, has a hole there that something's missing there. If it reached to the bone of the tail, it also makes it a mum. Avoloy mina perik. but not from the perek. A perek means like in between the bones, there's just some meat there in the tail. So if the hole went through just the meat of the tail, didn't go into the bone, that's not called a mum. Or else the tip of the tail was like skinned, he had the skin taken off there, and you could see over there where the bone is uncovered. So that's also called a mum, because if it's uncovered there where the bone is, that's called hazon of matzil etzam. You uncovered it till you see the bone of the tail, that's a mum, it will not heal back again. Or else throughout the tail of the animal, of the korban, usually we say now there are bones there, and there's a piece of meat in between. Now let's say ben chuy l'chuy, between one bone and another bone, there's a space of an etzpa, that's so much of a space of basar, that's called a mum. In other words, it's not supposed to be so far away, one bone from another bone. If it is that far away, this is considered a mum. Mishnah Vav. Ein loy beitzim, let's say the b'chor, the animal, has no beitzim, or else ein loy yelo beitzachas, it only has one. Nimor explains what does it mean to say that it doesn't have shtei beitzim and shnei kisim, but as b'kis echod, it has two. Or else the second part means it only has one beitza, even though it has shnei kisim. In both cases, it's considered a mum. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, im yesh lo shnei kisim, if there are two sacks there, so you should know yesh lo shnei beitzim. For sure, there are two beitzim, and the bechor is kosher. It's not a mum, even though you only see one, you only feel one beitza there, but for sure, the other one is there. What's going to be ein lo yela kisech, less there's only one sack there, there's only one bag there. Then ein lo yela beitzachas, that's a mum, it's only considered like he has only one beitza. Yeah, the Kiva, Kiva says no, even though the bechor has two kisim, but if you only feel one beitza, it may still be a mum. But what we have to do is, Moshivoy ala kuzoy, we have to lie like the animal down on his back, like, or Mamayach, and like press down, push down on the sack to see if the beitza would come in. And if the beitza does not come into that sack, then it's considered like it doesn't have a beitza, and that's considered a mum. Sem yeshon beitza seifalotzeis, like if there is a beitza there, for sure it will come down by you pressing, pushing on it. And if it doesn't come down, that's a mum. Now what happened was, Maisa once happened, Shemiach, that they pressed down on the sack, and V'lo Yotzis, the Beitza did not come down. So V'nishchat, they paskin, it's called the Baal Mum, and you light a Shechta B'chor B'chutz. And after they Shechta, it B'nim says Duvuka B'Ksolim, they found that the Beitza was stuck on the flank and on the sides of it. So the Chura, it should come out now that it wasn't the Mum, so maybe it should be also the B'chor. Zemora says, no, V'hitter B'kivu Kivisil, paskin it's Mutta. The pshat is, since the beitza did not come out by you pressing down on the sack, even though it was there stuck on top, that's not called b'mkaymoi, and that is considered a mum. But the Yosef Yechonim Benur, Reb Yochanan Benur says no, he also knows that since l'maisa we found the beitza, it's not considered a mum, and therefore it was also to shechte, therefore it's also titis b'chor. Mishnah Zayin, Baal Chomish Raglayim, let's say a b'chor that has 5 feet, or Yishen Le'el Shoz, the other one has 3 feet. The hooves of it is like flat, like a donkey. It's not split the way it's supposed to be. These are also mumim. Now, eiza shochul, what's the shochul? Shenishmato yirechoy. Means that's yerech, its thigh slipped out of place. The animal's thigh slipped out of place. It's not a mum, it's not a trefa, but it is a bal mum. Vichosul means sheachas miyakos of gavoya. That one of its legs like a longer than the other one. One side is longer than the other side, that's considered a mum. Mishnah Ches, Nishpar Etzem Yod, let's say the bone of the hand, the front legs, broke. The Yetzem Ragler, else the bones of the back legs. Is Alpha Pishen and Nikr, even though you can't tell the way it's standing right now. So why is it called the mum? Gemara says, because when it does malocha, when it moves like, then you could tell that it is broken. Now, mumim elu manu ilo biyavna. All these mumim so far, ilo, this person, brought this account down in Yavna. And v'hoidu l'chacham, the chacham also agree, these are called mumim. But v'yoyt shloy shoyt, there's another 3 mumim that ilo was moisif. And on this, armulah, the chacham said back to ilo, no, that lo shemanu aselah, like we did not hear these new 3 mumim that you're going to say, we'll soon learn what they are. Another, the chacham argued and said, no, these are not considered the mumim. But Ila holds it is, what are these 3 things? Eshagagul einoi algu kishaladam. If the eye of a behemoth is round like the eye of an adam, that's considered a mum.
Or else, opiv doima l'sho chazir, its mouth is doima to like a pig's mouth. Means to say the upper lid is over the bottom one. The upper lip is over, goes over the bottom one. Or else, v'shenita roiv hamadaba shaloshoinai. The tongue, the part of the tongue that you use for talking, is a part of the tongue that's not attached to the body itself. Just out, that piece, if roiv of that came off, that's called a mum. But the Chum argued and said, no, these last three things are not called mumim. But the next Bezdin later on, they also agree to Ula, Tila, as if to say that's the locha we paskin, that even these three things are considered mumim, it would passel the Bechor. Mishnah Tes. Maise once happened, Shalechi hatachtoin oidaf al helyin, that the bottom jaw was much bigger over the top jaw. So they want to know, is that called the muminat? By a Bechor this happened. For Sholach Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Chachamim, he asked the Shalot for the Chachamim. For Yom, they said, a raise a mum. Yes, it's also called a mum. If the bottom cheek, the bottom jaw like, is way out and over the top one, that's called a mum. What's going to be oizin hagedi shoyse kfula? Let's say the ear, the oizin of a gedi, of a kid, the small goat, was kfula folded over. So I'm a chom, the chom, and say like this, b'zman shehi etzemech, if it's really only one bone, it's really only one ear, just as folded over, mum, that's a mum. But v'yimeinu etzemech was not one bone, meaning to say it's like mamish, two different ears there, like you have two ears in one place, ain't a mum, that's not called a mum, it's like the two ear, that's not a mum. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, zinav ha-gedi, the tail of this small goat, the tail of the gedi, a kid, shidoim l'sho chazir, that looks like a chazir, like a pig one, meaning to say it's very round, not the way a regular goat's is, or else v'shein lo sholesh chulyas, or else if the tail does not have three chulyas to it, three bones to it, is a reza mum, that's considered a mum. The Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, that sheyabeles b'yenoi, if you have a yabeles in your eye, that means a little growth in the eye, even though it's in the white of the eye, it's also called a mum. But providing it has some sayer, has some hair on it, that's called a mum. V'shenifkam etzem yodoy, or else if the bone, the etzem yodoy, the bone of his front legs, were pegam, that means a hole there, some part was missing of it, or else v'etzem ragloy, or else the bone of his back legs was a chosar, that there was a pegam, means there's a hole there, part of it was missing, or else v'shenifsak atzmoy shebepiv, it means the bone, like the jaw, or the gums that the teeth are kavur in. If there's a pegam, there's a nifsek, there's a crack in it, that's also called a mum. Eino yachas gedoel yachas ketano, one eye is bigger than the other one, or one eye is smaller than the other one. Ras ozno yachas gedoel yachas ketano, one ear is big and one ear is small. Bemara means that we could look and tell that one is bigger than the other. Avoloi b'midah, it's not enough just on, if you go to measure it, you'll see one is bigger. When you look, you can't tell, that's not a mum. It has to be that just by looking at it, you can tell clearly that one is much bigger, one is much smaller than the other one. Reb Yudah Omer, Reb Yudah says, Achas mi beitzav gedolah kishnayim shebechaverto. If by his beitzim, if one is twice as big as the other one, that's also called a mum, even though he has two beitzim. Even though the chur is a little bit benistar, but still, that's called enough of a goli, you could tell it. But for Lehoidu Lechachom, the Chom did not agree. They hold no, the Psalm, it's not Nikar, you cannot tell this. Therefore, that's not considered a mum, since he does have his two Beitzim. Because one is double the size of the other one, the Chom said that's not considered a mum. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Zenavo Egol, Sheino Magas Li Arkoiv. If you have the tail of an eagle of a calf, that's not long enough, does not come down like to the knee. If it does not come down to its knee, that's called a mum. If it's not that long. Normally it's supposed to be much longer. Omer Chachom Nechom said back, Kol ha-marbis ha-golem keino, whoever grows eagles, realize this. So Shalom, how you learn? Some of the pshat is that whoever raises them realizes that usually the tail is supposed to reach at least to the knee, if not more. So if it doesn't reach that long, it's called a mum. Now, Kol zaman shei magdilin hein nimtochos. It's called the man, the calf grows up, the tail becomes longer and longer. So kids, it always at all points, it should always reach its ankle. If it doesn't reach the ankle, if it doesn't reach the knee, that's a mum. Now, liyeza akavar, to which type of the bone of the akavar we're talking about? The tail doesn't reach down. By behemoth, there are two parts there. There's a top part and the bottom part by the middle bone where the knee is. Sechdina benatig nesaymer liyakov shebiyemtsa hayerach. To the akav that's in the middle of the thigh. That's like the socket on top of that bone, on top of the middle bone. If it doesn't reach that, that's the mum. But if it reaches there, even though it doesn't reach the bottom socket, that would be kosher. Al elu mumin shechtenes abchor. Now these mum we learned so far, they're real good. It's 100% mum. And therefore, if you have a bechor, you can even shecht it pachutz outside the Beis HaMikdash. Or psuli amukdashim niftan aleim. If you have a regular korban, if they have one of these mumim, it's called psuli amukdashim that has a mum, and you're liable to be paidir it. Because of these mumim, you could redeem them. Now, Mishnah Yudbeis. Al elu, but these next mumim we'll learn about, they're not so bad. And these next mumim, elu shein shechtan aleim, no, you're not allowed to shecht because of this mum. Loiba mikdash, meaning to say, if it's a korban, it's enough of a mum to say this korban cannot be brought. You can't shecht the korban, but it's not a big enough mum v'loiba medina. You cannot shecht the bachutz, meaning to say, if it's a bechor with these next coming up mumim, you cannot shecht it. It's not enough of a mum to passel a bechor or to be poyder it. It's only enough to say you can't bring it for korban. Now, chavarvar, we'll soon see white spots in the eye, v'yamayim sheinam kavuim. Or else if you have the water, the dripping of the water, but it's not kavu, it's not permanent. Before we had, if these white spots stays for 80 days, or the water is kavua, that's a mum. But if they're not kavua, they go away, so kol zaman they are there, the white spots in the eye, or that the eye is tearing a lot of water, you can't bring it for korban. If the inner part of the gum was not uprooted, but just the pagam, it was cut off a piece from it. It wasn't uprooted. If it was uprooted, we had before that, samum even to shecht the bechor on. But here, what's not uprooted, just cut through a little bit there, it's only enough of a mum to pass it. You can't bring it for korban. But you can't be part of it, you can't shecht it out, so you can't shecht the bechor. Obal gorov, obal yabelis. Obal gorov means it has scabs growing on it. It's type of a shchin, that's lach mi bachutz mifnim, it's wet outside and inside. That's called a gorav. Ubal yabelis, that's also a growth that's in the white of the eye, and where it has no hair on it. So it's not a real mum, but a koponim, you can't bring it for korban. Ubal chazozis, if it has chazozis, there are two types of chazozis. The chazozis hamitzris, that's like yalefis, and that's a shchin. These are different type of shchins. And the other one is a shchin that has no refuah to it. But a koponim, ubal chazozis means it has these shchins, these boils. Vizokin, an older animal. It's also a mum, you can't bring it for korban. V'chol, if the animal is sick. Or mezuam, the animal starts to smell, it's no good. V'shenev de boyavera, if the animal lived with a behemoth, lived with an isha, so it was over arvo, you can't bring it for korban. V'shemes es odem al pi edecho, the last two cases only, if it was only an edecho telling us that this animal killed a person. So therefore, since it's only an edecho, we can't kill the animal. And if it did avera, we can't kill it. So, but it's still possible for korban. That's called if it killed a person or it did an avera, lived with a person, it's possible for korban. Or yalpia bailam, or else if the bailam himself comes and admit that his shor killed somebody. So we do not believe him enough to kill the shor, but I call upon him, it's possible for korban. V'tumtim v'yandrugnis. You have a behemoth that its simonim is covered over, you're not sure whether it's a zocher or a keva, or else v'yandrugnis means it has both simonim. It has simoni zachras and simoni nekevus. So that's called also mum, you can't bring it for korban. Now, loy ba mikdash, these things you cannot shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, and v'loy ba medina. But these are not real mumim to say that if it happens to a bechor, you can shecht it bachutz. We'll say by regular korban, you can be poydah, it's not a real mum to be poydah kodeshim. Rabbi Yishmol of Mishmol says, no, ein mum godol mizeh, this last case of an androgynous, because the old androgynous really is called the zocher. If so, the mokum of nekevus that's open is called a slit, that's called a mum. See, if he owes, that's called a good mum, and therefore he could even shecht it as a bechor. The chacham and the chum say, ain't a bechor. Chum say, he has no din bechor altogether. His day holding on drugness is not called a zocher. So it has no kedushas bechor altogether. And rather, nigzos v'nevod. You're allowed to work with it, and you're allowed to shear off the wool. An androgynous does not have a loch of a zocher. It's not a zocher, it's not an akeva, but they hold it's called a berry of ichneasma. It's its own type of a min, this androgynous. So by androgynous is the machlekes. By a tumtum tak, it's a suffix what it is. But by androidness, where it has both simonim, that's this machlekes, whether it's ksidah the bechor, or whether it's ksidah the psar with the mum, or whether it doesn't have kedushas bechor, altogether it's called the mim, a min bifnei atzmai. Yeah, perek shvi, mishnah aleph. Mumen elu, these mumen, that we learned in the perek before, is bein kavu in bein ovrim. These last mumim that we said that only pass the korban, but it's not really a mum to shecht on. So these mum are even, they go away. Whether they're kavua, they're permanent, or whether they go away, because the man they didn't go away yet, it passes it for korban. Now, toislim biyodim, these mum we just learned before also pass on adam. Meaning to say that a kain, if he has one of these mumim, he cannot do the aveira, he cannot do the avoida. Now, yisraelim biyodim is even more mumim that apply to a kayin that we do not find by behema, and that is hakiloin. That means his head is in a funny shape. His head is like wide on the bottom, and it's pointy on top. Or else vihalaftoin. That's where his head is doimed to the head of a turnip, which is the opposite way around. It's wide on top and pointy on bottom. Hamakavon. That means his head is doimed to it like a hammer. Means his netzach, his forehead, sticks out both in front and in back. Visharosha shakua, or else his head is like twisted. It's slanted downwards and then curvy. Now, Oushikifus, that's his head, the sticks out in the back, the same way it sticks out in front. A normal head, the head sticks out more in front than in the back. Vishakifus is the back of the head sticks out just as much as the front of the head. That's also called the Mumbai Kayan. He's not called Shova Bizarra Shalaran. There's new type of a mum that a kayin, not only can't he have a mum, but also it says he has to be shova bizarre shalaran. He has to like look like a normal kayin. And these things, it doesn't look like a normal kayin, so it's also possible to do the avoida. Now, obalei hachatoitres, that means he has like pimples growing on his head, but it's blitas, it sticks out a lot. If Yehuda machsh, if Yehuda says no, it's kosher. That's not the stam. The Mishnah says stam. What's the loch of balei chatoitres? If you have a lot of boils like sticking out, blisters sticking out, you have yudu machshir. That's not called a mum. V'chom and poitz. V'chom said no, it's possel. The more it comes out, if it's netzam, if there's a bone of this growth, that even if Yehuda agrees that it's possel. Machloekas says where there's no bone there. Yehuda holds the stam a piece of meat. Bialma stam a mum. V'chom holds no, that it's considered a mum. Mishnah beis hakareyach possel a koyin that's bald. He's also possible to do the avoida. It's not called shavu bezara shalaron. It's an isra asay for him to do the avoida. And echlan with these mumim, which is only a psul that he's not shavu bezara shalaron. Here, if he does the avoida would be kosher. The other regular mumim that applies even to behema, if he does the avoida, is mechal the avoida. But by these psulim, it's only a psul machmas that is not shavu. It doesn't look like a normal kayin. Here, it's only an isra asay. But if he does it, the avoida is still kosher. Now, HaKarech again, possible. If he's bald, it's a psul. Eizel Karech, what's called a bald? Kol Shein Loi Shito Shel Sayer HaMakefes Meizen Leizen. There's not even one row of hair that goes from one ear to another ear. But V'yim Yeshle, let's say he has at least one row of hair that goes straight from one ear to the other ear, straight across the head, then he raises a kosher. Then the Karein is kosher to do the Avoida. What's going to be Ein Loi Gvinim? He has no eyebrows. He only has one eyebrow. That's also a pasles. So who giben am of a Torah? The Torah says a mum by a giben. That's what it means, that the kohen is missing his eyebrows. Rabbi Doisu Weimer, kol shegvin of sheichvin. But the pshan the pasuk is his eyebrows are so long that like lie down at over his eyes, it covers up his eye. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna Simon, no, it means to say mishiyesh loy shnei gabin ushtei shidrois. Person that looks as if he has two backbones or two vertebrates. So Mor says, it means to say, really, he only has one because he can't live with two. But it's as crooked and it looks like one, he's bent over. So that's also a mum by a kohen. Mishnah Gimel, Hechorim Apostle. Hechorim is also Apostle, like it says in the Torah, for a kohen to do the Avoida. Now, Eizel Chorim, what's called the Chorim? Ha-Koichel Shtei Ein of Kachas. Means to say, like his nose is not in between his eyes. And he could go straight across from one eye to another eye, to one eye to another eye. There's no bump there. He could like, hakoicha means like to paint. He could paint straight across from one eye to another eye. That's the psul of hechorim. Now what's going to be shtei ein of lamala? Means to say both of his eyes are in a higher place than normal, than on his forehead. Rosh Tein of Lamata, both of his eyes are lower than usual. Rosh Ein Lachas Lamala Venachas Lamata, one is above, one is below. Or else, even though they're both equal in the same normal place, but just Royes es hached der v'yeso liyakachas, with one eye he sees upwards, with one eye he sees downwards, he's a real mumin. Soche Shemesh means his eyes can't take to see any shade of the sun. That's also a mum. Zugdois, that's a mum. V'hatzirot is also a mum. Now Zugdos means his eyes are not shavis. That means one is different than the other. Whether it's different color, it looks different. If one eye looks different than the other eye, that's called a zugdus. V'hatzirin, that means his eyes always tears a lot. So these mumim are mumim kain is possible to do the avoda. Whereas v'shenoshro risha ain of possible.
If his eyelids fell out, that's also psul here. Why? If they marasayin, here it's only marasayin with rabbanin. It doesn't look so nice. It's not a real psul with the rice. It's only marasayin. It's only the eyelids that fell out.
Mishnah Dalef. Einav gedolos kishalegel. Let's say a kohen, his eyes are as big as a calf's eye. That's a psul. Oiktanos kishalavos. Your else's eyes are very small, like a geese. It's also a mum. Gufoi godom evor. If his body is out of proportion to his evor, means to his hands and his fingers, his fingers and his arms and his legs. The body is much bigger than the arms and legs. Proportional. That's a mum. Oikotom evor. Or else's hands. Notice his body is smaller, proportional to his hands and feet. That's a mum. Chotmai godom yevorov. Let's say his chotmai, his nose, is bigger proportionally. That's also called a mum. Oikotmai yevorov. Else his nose is too small, proportional to his body. It's also a mum. Hatzimein vihatzimeya tu mumim. Now ezeyuhu tzimeya. What's called a tzimeya? Shaznov ketanos. That his ears are very small. What is that? Shaznov doimus lesvug. That his ears is doimu to a svug, to a sponge, meaning to say that they're shrunk in, they folded over. That's also a mum.
Mishneches. Svosoi hel yoina oitfois al tachtoina. By kain, if his top lip is over, goes longer and over the bottom lip, or else the opposite way. Via tachtoina oidefas al hel yoina. Or else the bottom lip grows out more, even above the upper lip. So I raise the mum, that's called the mum by Kohen. Now what's going to be b'shenitlo shinov? Let's say all his teeth fell out. Here it's possible if they marasayin. It's a marasayin, the galochim of the rabbanin, that he can't do the avoida. What's going to be dadov shoychvim kishalisha? The breast of the Kohen of a man is like hanging down like a lady's breast. That's also psul. Kreisoy tzova, his stomach is too fat. It's sticking out too much. It's like blown up. That's also psul. Tabura yoitze, let's say by his belly button, the navel is sticking out, it's not sunk in the way it's supposed to be, it's sticking out, that's also mum. Nichve, let's say somebody has a leprosy, that he falls down different times. Afilu achas liyom, even though it only happens once in a while, not too often. Afilu achas liyom, and it's also called a mum. Ruach katsris bo'alov, let's say a funny wind comes into him, Russia that means like a shade comes into him, so it's also a mum. That's called Ruach Katsris Bo'olov. Hamo Ushchon Ubal HaGever. Now, what does this mean to say? Ham Ushvon, that's a mum. So it means to say his Beitzim are very big. They're very big. That's a mum. Whereas Bagever means to say his Aver is very long. That's also a mum. Ein Loi Beitzim, say Kohen, doesn't have any Beitzim. Or Ein Loi Yelo Beitzach, he only has one Beitzah. So Zehu Maruach Ashach. When the Torah says a mum by a meruach oshach, that his beitzim are like crushed, so Amma Batayra, that's what the Tanakhama says, that's what the Torah means. When the Torah says a meruach oshach, it means to say he doesn't have any beitzim at all. On this, Rabbi Shmuel HaMishmuel says no. Kol she nimrach ashachov. Rabbi Shmuel says no. You know what the Pasuk says, meruach oshach, it means that he has beitzim, but the nimruchu, they're like crushed. If the beitzim are crushed, that's this mum of meruach oshach. Rabbi Akiva, Makiva says, Kol Sher Ruach B'Yashochav. Means like the Beitzim are blown up. There's air there. That's the mum. Rabbi Chalina ben Atigna Seymer, Kol Sher Marov Chashuchim. The Kohen looks like dark. He has dark skin. That's called the mum. He has Maruach Oshach. He's Lashna Maruach Oshach. Means to say like Mara Ochoshach Hidashin. Gorin Amasifin. So you have to say he cooks, looks like he's dark. That's this mum of Maruach Oshach. Now, even though we'll see later on, the Mishnah said later, Kushi,
The Gemara says Rabbi Chanina did not gerus kushi later on in the Mishnah, because he learned see that the Mishnah means see if he's a dark skin, that's a mum. Mishnah Vav Hamakish per kasulav means when the kohen walks, if his ankles hit one another, or else of Yakuvaisav, his knees hit rub into one another, that's a mum. We also bal piko v'yo ikel. Whereas the kohen's a bal piko and ikel, these are also two mumim. Now I'll explain a zel ikel, what's called an ikel, called shemakev pasoisav v'yerna kavoisav noishke zulazu. If someone wants to lie down like and put his feet together, so he put like his heels touch one another, but he can't get his knees to touch one another, like bolted outwards, that's a mum. That's called ikel. What's a pika? Yoitza migodloi. A bal pika means on his thumb, like there's a big growth coming out of the thumb. Now, akeva yoitza lechurov. Let's say his heel sticks out backwards. That's also a mum. Usually by our feet, it only comes front of you. It doesn't stick out in the back of you. But if by the heel, it sticks out in the back also, that's called a mum. Parasoisov rechov v'kishalava. Let's say his foot, the bottom of the foot is flat, like a goose, that's also a mum. Etz boisov mukovoi zuazu. Let's say his fingers are lying one on top of another. Where the biyada beregel, that's also a mum. Oi kalutas adaperik. Let's say the fingers are like the skin attaches them together. Adaperik depends. If it only goes down to the knuckle, but from the knuckle downwards they're split, that's kosher. What about lamata min aperik? Let's say it's the skin is attached even from below the knuckle. Then it depends. If you slit it, you cut it there to make it open from the knuckle down, then kosher. But if you would not cut it, it would be a mum. Let's say the kohen has an extra finger. And you cut it off. So it depends. If the extra finger had a bone to it, then possible. It's called an extra aver, that's possible. If you lava, if it would not have an extra and a bone to it, then kosher. Providing you cut off the this extra finger, then it would be kosher. Yoser biyodov uveraglov. Let's say the kohen has extra fingers and extra toes. Even if he has shesh for shesh, means every hand has five fingers. So together he has esrim verboy, he has 24. He has four sets of sixes. So here Rabbi Yehuda Mashmi Buddha says that's not called a mum. If he only has on one finger six, that's a mum. But here that all of them are sixes, it's kosher. V'chachom and poitachom say no, still it's a psul. Ha'ashol l'pishtayiv, let's say a kohen they could do equal, is right and left. So Rabbi Poitachom says he's posel. But the locher is a lefty is posel. So Rabbi holds that the reason why he's able to use his left hand is because his right hand became a little bit weak. So it's a psul in the right hand, therefore it's posel. V'chachom machshin, chom say no, it's kosher. The pshat is the left hand became a little bit stronger. But the right hand is the same way, therefore the kohen is still kosher to do the avodah. Ha'kushi, if the kohen looks black, shvatz, v'yagichur, his skin looks red, v'yalavkun, his skin looks too white, v'yakipeyach, v'yananis, he's too tall or he's too short. Too tall means he's too tall and very, very skinny. V'yacherish, he can't hear, v'yashert, he's a fool, v'yashikah, becomes shikah. The Gemara says it means even for drinking milk becomes shikah, that's the psul, ha'koponim, it's a psul, renisarasei. Obal in the goyim torim, if he has white spots on his body, even though it's a Torah de Kenega, still psulim biyodim. It's a pulse biyodim. Kshayim of heima vebeheima. These things are kosher. If shemeng a little loyma shaita vebeheima and a mucher, if beheima is a shaita, it's also mum. Lezoyma, skin hanging down.